Here is an important announcement. On Tuesday, the 4th of July, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., there is a debate. Yes, it's a free debate. A mass debate, you could even say. All about whether or not internet killed the TV star. I'm the four team, which probably means this debate will further kill off my television career. I'm debating the bosses of TV networks and production companies. I've been bitching about them for so long, why not debate them in public? It should be a laugh. Come on down. Australian Film and Television Radio School is building 130 in the entertainment quarter at Fox Studios. You can register on Eventbrite. For more details, go to onthemike.com, onthemike.com. Should be a fun night. More stand-up dates coming soon. Working on some new stuff, so stay tuned. Where's this button I got to push? Ah, there it is.
Check. 1, 2, 3.
On the mic.
Test, test, test.
With Mike Goldman.
Da, 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 da. It's On The Mic with me, Mike G. Hi, everybody. How you doing? What's going down? Welcome to the show. Good to have you along. Today, in our quest to bring you the best people who work on the mic, it's Johnny Bongo, the world's greatest bingo announcer. Yep. He started Bongo's Bingo. It's a massive party bingo night full of drinking, dancing, and madness. Probably one of the most fun events I've ever been to, and now it's the day after. It's probably one of the most painful events I've been to. What a night! Prizes, dancing, silliness, bottles of tequila, Zambuca, dinosaur outfits, massive teddy bears, streamers, strobes, bingo balls in the roof. It's all over the world. Ibiza, Spain, Albert Hall, Manchester, Liverpool, now Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane. Tickets in Australia sold out in minutes. So I went to meet Johnny, find out all about this Bongo's Bingo and why it's so popular. Firstly, here's what people said after the show. Tried to interview them when I was drunk. And then I'll play my chat with Johnny before the show. Thanks for listening. Oh, and a quick reminder, if you want to be a Patreon of the show and get your name mentioned in the show and get special behind-the-scenes footage, go to patreon.com/onthemic, patreon.com/onthemic. Make a donation like a couple of bucks and it helps us make this show. Helps me pay Rachel, who edits it and puts it all together. She's a gem. Patreon.com/onthemic. And don't forget to subscribe. And if you're enjoying this, just subscribe, please. Make some comments and give some reviews so we can get this crazy show out to more people. Okay, Johnny Bongo from Bingo's Bongo. I mean, Bongo's Bingo. I think I'm still drunk.
Can I ask you guys what you thought? Did you have fun?
It was amazing. I had an absolute riot.
What would you tell people who haven't been?
You basically feel like you're in Ireland. It's a little slice of Ireland brought over to Australia.
What about you guys?
Insane.
Insane?
I believe I went to Mars.
Another planet.
It was nice to see nightlife in Sydney for the first fucking time in many years since all the fucking rules shut this shit fucking town down. It was like the 1990s. The music was amazing. People were fucking happy, dancing, bleep that up, beep. It was so good to see people enjoying themselves for a fucking night out in Sydney. I haven't seen that in a very long time. Do you agree with me? Yeah!
Good point. He knows what's up.
What do you think of Waverley Council coming down saying don't stand on the chairs?
Oh, well, we did. We saw a bench flip over and a guy sort of catapulted onto a table.
Oh my God.
Was very exciting. I feel like if they had better benches, then...
Bigger benches so people could get up there.
Yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
The whole place would just be one massive jumping castle.
Yeah, I think so.
Pole dancers can do it for a living. Us drunk assholes can do it for one night. Just saying.
You just bounce up and down until you leap in the air, and why not? Why not?
Awesome. Thanks, guys. See you at the next Bongo's Bingo.
Absolutely.
Yes, I love that dramatic music. Can we play that again one more time? That was huge. No, it's not working for me on cue. Hello and welcome to On The Mic. I'm standing here in the Paddington Town Hall alongside... Yes! I love that music! Alongside Johnny Bongo, and I'm about to do Bongo Bingo.
You're about to... It is getting dramatic. It's getting intense. Are you excited?
Oh, mate, I'm so excited. What's with this dramatic music? What are they doing?
How many times more is that dramatic music going to play? Oh, remix!
It's different music. That's good. Hey, so
basically, this town hall is done up with massive bingo balls in the roof, a huge screen down the back, and all sorts of exciting stuff happening tonight. You'd be one of the world's best-known bingo announcers, wouldn't you?
At the moment, yeah, it seems to be going that way. We've been doing Bongo's Bingo now for about 2 years, just over, and this is the first time we've taken it as far as Australia, which is pretty much as far as you can go from.
Where did it start in England? What was that all about?
It started in Liverpool. So I used to do a bit of radio work out there and also run a quiz night in a local bar. And then we took the idea of bingo, which is can sometimes be, you know, bingo's a good game, but it can sometimes be a little bit stale. And we just put our own slant on it. And
it's monotonous.
It can get a little bit monotonous. So some rave music in between can kind of...
So it's a rave.
It's a rave
as well,
yeah.
A room full of people on pingers listening to playing bingo.
It can go like that, yeah. I've actually heard that rave's a different thing here.
A rave dance party?
No, a rave party the same is like some kind of illegal underground club. Yeah. That's what I've heard.
Well, you know, you've already had complaints. You haven't even done your first gig here at the Paddington Town Hall. I think you got two nights in Sydney and then you're travelling around Australia.
That's right. You're already
getting complaints. The party hasn't even started.
I haven't even called out the first number and it's already going off.
So what's the plan for tonight? How does it normally go down?
Quintessentially, it is bingo. So you still play the game. Mm. It's just throwing in so much more to it. So obviously... you know, mad prizes.
What kind of prizes?
You can win a lot. You can win big stuffed animals, Cocoa Pops, cash money.
What's the weirdest thing you give away?
The weirdest thing?
Women? Single men?
Single men, yeah. You can win a Henry Hoover. Have you got that over here?
Is that a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
A Hoover. We know what a Hoover is.
No, the Henry Hoover.
What's a Henry Hoover?
You know with the face on it? The red one?
Oh, yeah. The ones that the cleaners normally use.
Yeah. The versatile ones.
Amazing.
Three interchangeable nozzles.
What do you just go into a St. Vincent de Paul, you know, what do they call
charity
it?
Charity shops.
Charity shop and buy all your
see what we can, yeah. No, it's like the prizes are varied. You know, we've given away things as big as a Porsche. Caribbean cruises.
What?
Yeah, it's gone mad.
I saw online. I watched one of the videos. You gave away a scooter. And
yeah, a mobility scooter. Yeah. Not like a Vespa scooter. Like someone that, like an old age pensioner would have.
And is there an old age pensioner on stage with you during the show?
I know. There's Sweaty Betty, Slutty Susie, Slutty Sue, and they are men. I wouldn't even call it drag to be honest, because it's not even done that well. It's pretty lowbrow drag.
What's she doing up there? What's her job?
Sweaty Betty and Slutty Sue, they help go into the audience, find the numbers, and basically just make sure that people are playing the game correctly. You know, because it's bingo at its core. You know, we play it seriously.
Oh, really? So there's an art to it?
Of course, yeah. There's definitely a technique to play on it, and bingo, it is important that people play it right. We are bingo through and through.
And so you scream out the numbers like 33, 88, 19.
33 is a big one.
Yeah.
Because obviously I'm, if you can tell by my accent, from Ireland, Irish number 33.
33.
Turns into pretty much like an Irish ceilidh, which would be like an Irish rave. So when the 33 comes out, or the 33, you know, you might get a bit of Bewitched or the Dubliners, and all the lights go green, and people are doing Irish dancing for about 35 seconds.
Right, okay, so that's one of the numbers that is up in the roof that I'm looking at right now, 33. So that's the Irish dance. What, and there's a number 11, what's that?
That's legs 11, so that gets a little
Everyone's
bit
got to show their
a little
legs.
Bit saucy. Legs out, yeah. It's quite hard to explain it all, but obviously I'm glad that you're coming tonight so you can see it firsthand.
This is great. And if you're listening to this right now and you're in Melbourne or Brisbane, they're the next shows that are coming up. Are they sold out as well?
They're sold out, but you know the plan is obviously if the shows go well to come back and hopefully do shows monthly.
Don't you do it every week over in England?
So yeah, we do it weekly all over England. So Liverpool, Manchester, London, Birmingham. We've taken it as far as Dubai, Ibiza. So we're starting to do weekly shows there. So I've been training up a number of different hosts.
Yeah.
I've heard you've got some previous hosting experience. Is that true?
Just a little show here and there.
Yeah.
But I've never actually hosted a bingo night, but maybe that's where I'll end up.
As long as you know the numbers between 1 and 90, then that's all you need to know. It doesn't go higher than that.
I could do that. I was, you know, considering being a checkout chick or something like that because I haven't done anything for a while. So maybe that's the next step
maybe
in my career.
Yeah, if you get the taste for it.
Johnny Bongo, I'm a little bit excited. I just got a job offer. That's fantastic.
You'd have to change your second name to Bongo, though.
Mikey Bongo.
Mickey Bongo.
I'm Mickey Bongo. Let's party. Woo! They all looked.
Everyone looked around. Yeah, you got a good reaction.
Hey, so speaking of celebrities, well, I use the term lightly when I talk about myself, but you've had a few celebrities come to your bingo nights. Yeah. Did David Hasselhoff show up once?
We have had the Hoff calling numbers. He was in Liverpool. He was doing a show there, and we got in contact with him to see if he'd come down. And he did. His manager asked, would it be possible when David turns up, could he turn up in his Baywatch jacket singing the theme to Baywatch?
No way.
That was like how they asked. I was like, yeah, there's no problem with that. We've had S Club 7.
S Club 7?
We've had not all 7. No. 3.
S Club 3. 3 of them, that'll do.
3 was all right.
Still,
yeah.
S Club.
They're still there, yeah. We've had...
did you get the hot one, the brunette one?
The brunette one, Tina. Yeah, she was there doing her thing.
Wow.
We've had Fat Man Scoop. I don't know if you have Fat Man Scoop.
Fat Man Scoop, Brooklyn Swing.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Make noise.
All the chicken heads, make noise. Yeah, so we've had him. I can't even think. We've had so many different people. Mm. And everyone that's come, you know, that we've booked to come and perform. We've had the Venga Boys about 3 or 4 times, and they're unbelievable. They did go off. And, you know, everyone that we've booked has just raved about it and have always wanted to come back. So,
any Australian celebrities you might have your eye on to come and call bingo?
I want to maybe get Peter Andre. We've had a few little questions, because one of our Slutty Sue, sometimes if she's on form, does a little rendition of Mysterious Girl.
Really?
And other Peter Andre tracks like Mysterious Girl.
So Slutty Sue, how's she get a name? She usually run off with pretty the celebrities much, like the Hoff or Peter Andre?
Pretty much the name is in the title, and it's the legs as well. She'll get her legs out maybe a little bit more.
She's a bit of all right.
If you play your cards right, if you get a full house... You might see it all.
I'll have to talk to her later tonight.
Monte.
So, are people drinking here or what? Is there a bar?
There is. There's a bar right there.
Oh, that's the bar.
Right. Over here.
And what do they drink?
Cider, Prosecco. Mm. Prosecco's a big one. Mm. Usually and cider and...
Is Prosecco a bingo drink?
I don't know.
I'm going to play bingo. I need some Prosecco.
Well, from all our shows, the ratio usually is about 80% girls. Mm. And Prosecco's a bit of a princess drink, so... Drinking's a big part of it. Like,
nice.
You can't play bingo without a few drinks, definitely.
Yeah, and there's beer. There's got to be beer. I think I can see. Is that VB over
there's
there?
Beer. There's VB, vodka, spirits. I don't know. There's loads.
Nice. And drugs. Who's selling the drugs tonight?
I reckon Sweaty Betty might have a few up her sleeve or under her wig.
Oh, man, it's going to be
If you actually burst those giant balls, they're filled with all different sort of chemicals that just rain down on people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you just like open your mouth and away you
go. You just open your mouth, pick a number.
So who actually wins bingo by the end of it? Like, is there a grand prize? Like, whoever gets all the numbers?
We've got about 6 games of bingo. And then we also add in an element of like a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where someone comes up and there's big cash.
That was the music before.
That's
the stings that we heard at the start. Yeah, I recognise that. Not that I watch the show, but maybe you could get Eddie McGuire, who hosts it here, to come down and do some bingo.
Yeah, do you reckon?
Yeah. He'd probably do it. You never know.
Love it. Is that still going on? Who wants to be a millionaire?
It's still on. It doesn't rate shit all, but it's still on TV, that's for sure.
All right, yeah. Maybe we'll get in contact. What's his name? Eddie?
Eddie McGuire. On Channel 9. Good luck trying to get him.
All right, I'll have a word. I'll put a word in.
I don't know
maybe
if he
when
will.
He hears about these big balls filled with narcotics, he might be right on it.
So have you had Australians show up at your bingo in England? And what are they like? They get rowdy? Or
We've had a few, yeah. I think it's very, like, the north of England, I would say, is quite similar to what it would be like people here in Australia, up for a good time, not too much pretentiousness, and just want to have a good party. You know, there's a bar in Liverpool called Walkabout, which is an Australian bar, and always up for a party.
It says Busabout on stage. Are these your sponsors or something like
that?
Yeah,
they're sponsoring a holiday that we're going to give away.
Wow.
So
cool.
They've given us a big European prize that we're going to give out.
We have a few other versions of bingo here in Australia. I don't know if you've heard of them. We have Bogan Bingo. That's one of them.
Bogan Bingo, no.
And there's another one called Tranny Bingo, which is hosted in a lot of sort of drag queen Oxford Street gay bars.
There's Tranny Bingo back in the UK, in London. There's a really famous one in Vauxhall. Unfortunately, I reckon in Tranny Bingo, the trannies are really good trannies. Ours are subpar.
Yours are hopeless, are they?
They're pretty hopeless, yeah.
It's funny to laugh and have a look.
They're just up to sort of keep the party going.
And the more drunk you get, you probably get a good chance.
If you can make it by game 5 and 6 and you still know what you're doing, you're on to a winner.
Okay.
That's usually the best technique when playing Bongos Bingo, is really try and focus and not get too smashed.
Yeah. So that's the secret. So if anyone's going to come to the shows, even though they're sold out, so I guess you have to wait for the next ones.
Yeah.
Or if anyone can hear this, it's on their way to the show.
Try and keep your head in the game.
Just don't go ugly early.
Don't be a dickhead. Yeah. That's another one.
You have a few dickheads?
Yeah, that's what happens. If you do a false call, everyone calls you a dickhead in the room. So that's a deterrent.
Is there punishment?
They just make you look like a dickhead if everyone's singing at you. So,
Is there a dickhead song?
Yeah.
That's the dickhead song.
It goes, "Why you always lying?" And it goes on and on. Yeah. You know that one.
And they point at them and say, "You're a dickhead."
You're a dickhead.
I'm getting like a German Bavarian beer festival kind of vibe here with all the tables
from one end
to the other.
Everyone will be up on the benches within the first 5 minutes, I reckon.
So I've been to Oktoberfest, and it's fucking awesome. It's one of the best things I've ever done in my life. And if it's anything like that, with bingo and people having a ball, it's going to be an awesome night. But how are you going to go with all of the responsible service of alcohol people here in Australia? Because they are the biggest pain in the ass. We have these fun police. They walk around in these fluo orange vests. You know the ones I'm talking about? And if you even look like you've had one too many drinks. Like, I've been asked if I've had too much to drink when I haven't drank anything.
That happened to me last night. I went to Scary Canaries, and then I was told to go outside, and then the manager came out and spoke to me to ask me how much I had to drink, and I've never experienced, especially being Irish, you know, usually the barman are saying you haven't had enough to drink in Ireland. So but I talked my way, and then one of the door staff said that's the first time they've ever seen anyone been removed and let back in. So I must have had...
Well, what did you say to him? Maybe we can learn something from you.
I think I said... I used the jet lag thing. I said, listen, I'm just really jet lagged. I said I've only had 2 scary jars, and but really I'd had about 9. And the rest.
The best thing to do is the first time they ask you, because it happened to me last night. I went to lunch, and then by about 11 o'clock at night when I was watching some stand-up comedy, like security guard came up to me and goes, "Oh, mate, I think you've had too much to drink. Might be time to go home." And I just like... I flick a switch and like, "What are you talking about? I'm designated driver. I've got to drive all these people home."
Oh, nice. I like that. Yeah. Were you laughing at wrong jokes or something like that?
I think I was heckling a little bit too much.
Yeah. It's weird that way, is that? Is it so strict?
Oh, it's just Australia. It's like red tape. I mean, it goes back to the days of when you were sending all your prisoners from England to Australia. I mean, we're all convicts, so...
Well, I'm sure there was a lot of Irish people on those boats as well, so...
So we're kind of used to getting in trouble.
Yeah, that's mad. Well, no, I reckon we'll be responsible tonight.
Yeah, we will be.
I reckon there'll be about 600 designated drivers in here, so I'll just put that up on the screen or say
that. That's all we'll tell those guys if they show up, that's for sure. So any words of advice for the people in Brisbane or in Melbourne who are coming to the show?
I think that's it. Just leave your pretenses at the door, come out expecting to have a really good time and probably seeing something like you've never seen before.
What do you wear?
Whatever.
I saw a guy dressed as a pirate going to one of your ones in London.
That's fine. You can just wear whatever. Yeah. If you want to wear fancy dress, if you want to wear shorts, sandals, fine.
Will it increase your chances of winning a prize?
No, it won't. No. You just have to have the bingo head on.
It's all about the bingo.
It's all about the numbers.
Right. Okay, cool. Well, thank you, Johnny Bongo.
Nice one.
And I'll look forward to seeing you calling the numbers tonight. You got a big crew here. Did you bring all these people out from London?
Yeah, we did. There's 6 of us flew over. So we've got our tech guys, a couple of dancers, a few people behind the scenes.
Your dancers as well.
Yeah, we got dancers.
You know, we got dancers in Australia. You could have just hired some, but you brought your own. Oh, that must be good.
We wanted to bring the own.
The bongo dance.
They've spent 2 years under a high training regime, so
okay.
You'll see it. But I'm giving too much away here, I think.
Oh, okay. Don't want to give away too much more.
Too many. No spoilers.
No spoilers. Well, for all the people who want tickets, you got to get online and follow. What's your website? I know you got a Snapchat up there.
Bongos Bingo down under Bongos Bingo AU on Facebook.
Yeah, cool.
And all the information's there.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you up on the tables later.
Uh-oh.
I'll try and make sure you get a wee front row seat in the splash zone.
What's the splash zone?
Well, it's exactly what it says on the tin, really.
Is that like an inflatable swimming pool down there?
Hey, that might be a bouncy castle, but again, no spoilers.
Oh, bouncing castle. Oh, no spoilers. What other tricks have you got up your sleeve, Johnny Bongo?
You don't even have any idea of what's behind that magic curtain.
And how did you get your name, Johnny Bongo?
Do you know what? I have no idea. I don't have a good answer to that. It just,
who named you?
It just
did you name
stuck.
Yourself?
It just stuck. Someone called me Johnny Bongo once and it stuck. I couldn't even credit the person that named me that, and it stuck for years.
Were you playing the bongos on stage?
I wasn't even playing the bongos, nothing.
You're DJing at a club
know.
And they're playing a lot of bongo music.
Maybe that was it.
Are you part African?
I have no idea.
That's racial stereotyping, isn't
know.
It?
I don't know. Maybe it's the sort of man boobs.
Oh,
maybe it might be that.
Bongo boobs.
The bongo boobs, yeah.
Nice, okay. Have you ever lifted one up and licked it?
No, why? Have you?
I've tried. I tried other things, which I probably want to talk about right now.
What are you doing after the bingo show? Are you out or?
Let's just go out and lick each other's nipples.
What kind of apartment have you got? Have you got a flat or have you got a wife? Or?
Yeah, it's a flat and I've got a girlfriend.
Have you got a man pad?
A man pad.
A man cave?
It is a little bit like a man cave, yes.
All right, signed. Yeah, well, I'll see you in the cave. Maybe we could I'll do a personal bingo show for you.
Maybe we could just bring everyone from the party back to my place.
Maybe that's the plan. You can drive.
Bongo's bingo down under. I can't wait for tonight. Good on you, Johnny.
I can't wait, man. It was lovely to meet you.
Yeah, you too, man. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Play that music again.
Where's the music?
We finished. We need the music.
They don't have it.
They're just looking at me like I'm some sort of dick, which I am. See you tonight. I think I've been the first person kicked out.
You've been listening to On The Mic with Mike Goldman. Subscribe, download and review at iTunes, Audioboom, Stitcher or your favourite podcasting app. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. This has been another quality podcast production from Bytes.com.
What a legend Johnny Bongo is. Hopefully all that bullshit red tape and overbearing, whining councils don't shut him down. It was just an awesome night. People having a blast. About time Sydney started getting some entertainment back into the city since they put those silly lockout laws into place. Hey, one last reminder. Tuesday, 4th of July, 6 till 9. The big debate is happening at AFTERS. Internet killed the TV star. It's free entry, free show. Building 130 at the Australian Film and Television Radio School at Fox Entertainment Quarter, just up the road from Hoyt's there, where all the bars and restaurants are in the entertainment quarter. Come on down. More info, go to onthemic.com. Thanks for listening.